accidents happen, and hospitals are not immune.
They are busy, chaotic places. You have to make decisions without complete information. And when you do get information, sometimes there's a lot of it coming in from different places.
Dr. Albert Wu is a professor of health policy and management at Johns Hopkins. Not long ago, Wu made a mistake. He prescribed an antibiotic that a patient was allergic to.
And the information was written in the chart, but I did not have that immediately available to me.
She didn't die, but she did get a serious rash. While no one likes to hear about mistakes in medicine, they happen all the time. In one study looking at malpractice suits at 8 hospitals, researchers found nearly 9 teamwork errors in each patient case and said half of the resulting harm could have been avoided. Why? Humans, circumstances, and systems.
Good, intelligent, well-trained, ethically grounded health professionals are making mistakes every day. They just don't know it because we're not curious.
Dr. Brian Goldman is curious. He's an ER physician at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto and a medical journalist. Goldman says in medicine, the knee-jerk reaction is to find someone to blame. That means there's nothing wrong with the system. Just look at what happened with Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas.
So in the first case, it was a nurse who perhaps didn't transmit the information. Then it was the electronic health record. No, it's not. Now it's a physician. And I understand there's usually a litany of factors that contributed.
Here's where Goldman points to the Swiss cheese model of mistakes. At each decision point, from the first encounter by the nurse to the last note scribbled by a physician, each small decision is like a slice of Swiss cheese. There may be holes, but a tiny gap in flavor won't be a problem. When all those holes line up, catastrophe.
And the point there is that there are many places along the line when a catastrophe could be averted. And it can be averted if you have multiple checks and balances, and if you have an open system in the culture that allows anybody to say, you know what, I wonder if this guy's got Ebola.
Electronic health records can help with checks and balances. For example, if a nurse enters the words nausea and temperature in an electronic note, a prompt about recent travel history might pop up. Hospitals across the country are betting technology like electronic medical records will keep patients safe. This week, Dr. Kyle Janik, who runs Texas Health and Human Services, shared a sober reminder.
We can automate a lot of things. We can make computers pop up certain notices and so forth. But at the end of the day, the backbone of this system, this public health system, relies on human beings.
Probably one of the worst mistakes I made as a physician was sending a patient home when I was a trainee.
Again, Brian Goldman in Toronto.
This was a patient who had congestive heart failure, and I treated her appropriately, and she was feeling better, and then I sent her home when I should have run the story by my attending, and she was sent home by ambulance, and she collapsed several hours later, was brought back to the hospital, and spent the next 10 days in the intensive care unit before her ventilator was shut off and she passed away.
It was horrible for her family, he says, and horrible for him. Dr. Wu at Johns Hopkins says with medical mistakes come multiple victims.
A second victim is a healthcare worker who is also traumatized by a bad outcome that a patient experiences. And it can be really devastating to them emotionally if they make a mistake that harms a patient.
Goldman certainly felt that way.
That unhealthy shame that springs from this notion that physicians and other healthcare providers never make mistakes. If you're never supposed to make a mistake, then your first attitude is to be shocked and appalled when a mistake is evident.
Instead, Goldman says, it's time to get curious. Don't run from the mistake. Run toward it. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.